Welcome, everyone, to The Sixth Sense with Tara Ventura, psychic numerologist and channel. She assists you to envision your potential and discover your unique voice, bringing lively, purposeful, and spiritual topics to the table. Relax and enjoy with an open heart, bringing fun, insights, and captivating viewpoints. Here now is Tara Ventura.
Hello, greetings and namaste, fellow friends. Welcome. This is Tara Ventura with The Sixth Sense, and I'm so excited and happy for you to join us today. We're going to have a wonderful guest on, and we're going to have fun talking about relationships. Don't you love it? Especially love relationships. You know, and this is by way of what your palm tells you, not necessarily palmistry, but your heart line. And, you know, I've said many times that this is a two millennium. We've gone from a one millennium from the I, the me, and which is great. But now that we're in this two, it's cooperation, it's peace, it's communication, partnership. So in knowing what our heart line tells us, and my guest will get into this, I'm so excited about bringing her on, is why do we attract the people we do, and how do we know the best way to communicate with them? You know, some people passionately express their emotions, and then some people show their feelings either more reluctantly or more practically. So which are you? And a few of the questions that we're going to answer today are, what are the benefits of knowing your love personality? And what are the consequences of not being and acting your love personality archetype? So here we go. Life flows more easily if we know ourselves and our partners. I think so, right? You know, I had my reading done with Barbara, my guest, some time back. And even though I've been in a relationship for many years, and it's been a long, long, long time, my folks, decades, you know, I still learned a few tidbits about myself and about my husband and communication. I was like, wow. And it's almost like, yeah, that resonates. And I probably deep down knew it, but she brought some things out openly to discuss with me that really made me think and enhanced that part of my communication with him. So we are going to bring Barbara on in a minute. And I want to tell you, I will be taking your questions and readings, as will Barbara take your compelling questions, and how we can enhance our success in love and love ourselves in the meantime. The call-in number, I'm going to go ahead and give this out to you guys. The call-in number is 888-627-6008. 008. And I'm saying this specifically because last time I believe I said 600, and I won't say the digit because I don't want to confuse anybody. Anyway, again, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. All right. So my guest today, my wonderful, lovely guest, is Barbara McCurdy Bailey. And Barbara is a relationship empowerment mentor and divine purpose hand analysis creator. I don't know why I'm saying that, but it just feels good because she does create. Barbara helps align you with your authentic, true self by turning your weaknesses into strengths, unlocking the keys to your personal power, and helping you to understand the messages of your personal blueprint. So by following the map in your fingertips and your hands, she gives practical step-by-step instructions, to help you empower and optimize your life. And we'll be discussing four emotional personality archetypes. So hello, Barbara.
Hello, Tara. How are you today?
I'm just doing great, my friend. Welcome, wonderful. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you today.
Thank you, so wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful to be here. This will be so much fun.
it really, really will be because, I said in the intro that you did my reading. We exchange readings, which was a lot of fun. It's always fun to do that.
It was valuable for both of us, and it really helped us get close really quickly.
It really did, didn't it? Barbara and I have known each other not real well, but when we had these readings, we did these readings for each other. We just, it's very intimate, So we enjoyed this time together, and her messages and her information are very powerful. So I invite anyone who has any questions, absolutely, to call in. So Barbara, I want to ask you, what brought you into this work on relationships? You had to have had some experiences as you're giggling.
Well, it was definitely my journey to find myself in relationships because I had found I felt like I was fairly handicapped in that department. And as you know, as healers, we're all looking for the answers to what we are needing most, right? And we almost always teach what it is that we learn. But I was out of a 30-year marriage and looking at an incredible passion for life again, and I was looking around myself and seeing the women really, really shut down, and really not in wanting to be involved in relationships anymore. And I was really going, wow, what's happening here? And I was doing my own personal journey. And when I found my own happiness, it was kind of like I wanted to shout it from the rooftops, this is your own inside story. This is your inside game to empower yourself. And so I kept looking for tools for how to empower myself. And then my process seems to be as I find what my challenges are, and find the answers for them, I turn around and gift it back to everyone around me.
Thank you for that.
my clients or friends or whatever. So I was a closet relationship coach for several years to all of my friends. And building skills as a coach with women's groups and book clubs and women's empowerment workshops and things for some years. And then I went into the deeper study of hands and really looked into the deeper psychology of us. And lo and behold, found really terrific tools for answering how we act in relationships and what are the dynamics at work in our relationships. And I found like that was such a powerful tool. I wanted to share that with everyone.
Wow. Well, it's such an interesting process, because everybody, you're right, in our healing metaphysical world has their tool and whatever it might be. And I just thought, when you introduced yours to me, that through the handprint, so fascinating. And I agree with you, women, and I've had this conversation with many of my clients, and it is shifting, it is changing. But so many women, of course, we'll talk about that. Actually, we're going to talk about this. I do talk to a lot of women, and I think you probably do too, who empowerment is something that they could well use and to enhance their relationship with themselves, I guess is what I want to say.
Right. And I do feel like it is our pivotal point of where we can we can't love in other relationships without really loving ourselves. So that is the first goal in any relationship. I'm sorry, I'm clear my voice here.
That's fine. I know I usually get a drink of warm water and salt. And
oh, I wish I'd asked for those tips. Yes,
I'll energetically send it to you.
No, thank you. So, yes, I think loving ourselves is core and at the center. And what I find in the hands is all of our setups that we are doing through our dynamics in our hands are lessons in how we can love ourselves. And that's the bottom line on everything I see in the hand. And I find that very fascinating, that it really, really brings me back to that saying of, you know, love is all there is, because it's the answer to everything.
It really is. It's the answer to everything. And I feel like, it's creation, it's love, it's God, it's when we love and when we express ourselves in that way, it's very divine. It really is. So I want to get into some questions, maybe a few questions that you can ask, and this will be in a after our break. We're going to take a break in about 15 seconds, but maybe some questions that we could ask our listeners or talk to our listeners about, who can call in and ask you about successful love relationships, how they might interact with their loved one, or maybe if they're single. And then I am taking readings today. I'm doing readings today. So I tell you what, everyone, why don't we do this? We are going to take about a quick 15-second break, and we will be back in just a few seconds. Talk to you then. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is Tara Ventura, and I am with Barbara McCurdy Bailey. She's a relationship empowerment mentor via hand analysis. I just love this. I love this. And so she takes a look at your heart line. And you know what? Before I go into this, I do want to say the call-in number again. It is 888-627-6008. Okay, so she looks at your palm, and she can tell by your heart line. And this also has to do, Barbara, I believe, with the planets as well. I know you've talked about Jupiter and Saturn and where the heart line is. Not well, I guess you could say ends where it stops.
Yeah.
Under the first finger or the middle finger. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, let me talk about some principles while maybe everyone gets a piece of paper and we'll do a little chart. And also,
fantastic.
If you're near a computer, you can go to Barbara Bailey on Facebook at BarbaraBailey.186, I believe, is the URL. But we'll show you how to look for it in your hand. So if you don't mind me giving a little principles behind this.
Please.
Our love personality represents our emotional self and how we express ourselves and how we get our needs met and how it's really our desire psychology. So it has an attraction factor for our chemistry involved with it, with all of our experience that you may have. It also, acceptance, let's see, it tells us how it gives me an idea of how you're expressing what your personality is in your hand. When I look at that and ask you questions whether you're being true to that and how you're showing up in the world makes a difference. And actually, there are people who are reluctant to show up as what's really in their hand. And these are markings that are given to us in utero. Fingerprints and the major lines in our hands appear at the fifth month
in utero.
Yes, and they do not change most often in the hand. The things that do change are the other lines, but the major lines are pretty much formed by about 14 with very little difference after.
That is fascinating. Wait a minute. Hold on, Barbara. Hold on just a second. We have to continue this. It's too fascinating. We have a caller on line one. Her name is Carly. So hold that thought because we're coming back to it. I won't forget that it forms in utero.
Okay.
So, Carly, are you online with us?
I am.
Welcome. Hi, how are you?
Call.
Sure,
okay.
Absolutely.
Hi there. Yeah.
Hi.
Welcome from Barbara and Tara. How are you today? Do you have a question?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good,
thank
good.
You. I can tell you're wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So, do you want me to ask my question?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I'm in a relationship. I've been divorced for 7 years now, after 43 years of marriage. So I'm older. And through a set of circumstances, I met a younger man, quite a bit younger. And we've been told we are soulmates and we're from the same soul group and have passed lives together. And I just wanted some clarity on that because he is a lot younger than I am. But,
okay. Wait, Carly, I'm going to let Barbara go into a few questions or go with you. But first of all, if you don't mind giving me your birthday and his birthday, if you know it, that would be great.
Okay.
And,
birthday is December 6th, 1938.
And that's yours, right?
January 22nd, 1975.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. And I'm going to do a little bit of number magic. And Barbara, will you talk to Carly and help her out a little bit?
Absolutely. Yes. Okay, Carly.
Thanks,
so
Barbara.
I'm hearing some reservation about you feeling okay about the difference in the ages. Does everything else in that relationship feel good?
It does feel good, but, you know, in public, we can't really, there's only one person besides my brother that knows about us, just a really good friend of mine, and I did tell her, but it's a situation where we can't really express our feelings for each other in public because of the difference in age. It's just too weird.
it just feels too weird, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it would be to other people, And I mean, when we're alone together, it seems very right.
But, okay. Wow. And so you're really looking for an affirmation that it's, you know, your heart's desire. I mean, this is something that you, I feel
if
is
we're actually soulmates,
questions that
know.
You may have to ask yourself. Yes, if this is meant to be, is it? Is it, how long have y'all been together? Is it new or has it been?
He moved in as a roommate only 2 years ago this coming June.
Okay.
And for 6 months we were just friends. Just friends. That's totally all it was. And then all of a sudden, you know, it started developing into something more. The feelings are very... very deep.
And have you found practical reasons why it won't work? Or is it just this particular, for me, it feels like attachment to this judgment that it can't be right if it's not.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
I don't
not,
know if I'd say
well,
it's not
if it's
right,
not accepted it's by not, the collective, if you will, you know?
Right, right. And I know society judges and it's just that I'm almost twice his age, and he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's just so in love.
Isn't that wonderful?
That really is wonderful.
So, and I have to say that I'm fairly open to the changes that we're in right now, that we are being brought to us those things. I always feel that there is benevolence being brought to us. And so I really like the phrase of that I dance with what's at my door. There's usually a divine message in that. And there's usually a divine experience for you to have in that growth match. Mm-hmm. So
right.
I would and be we're asking very, you to look for what's good well about it rather than what's bad about it.
Yeah, and we do have some wonderful experiences in the spiritual realm, and we're very much alike spiritually.
Beautiful.
He's very spiritual and I'd like to say quite evolved, and I'm on that path also. So,
Tara, do you have take?
I do. You know, it's interesting, just what you were saying just then, I was getting ready to say that as Barbara was talking, as the two of you were talking, I was doing both of your numerologies, and I was just getting ready to say he is an evolved soul. Numerologically, he's a number 9, and you know, he's been around the block a few times. You know, he's done this before, and I don't know his full name, birth name. That tells me, you know, past life information. But I do know he came into this life as an older soul type of person, and he understands, you know, everyone, whether they're, you know, someone who has nothing or a billionaire or whatever, and everybody in between. Not that we're judged like that, but sometimes, you know, we do see people as labels. But he also has his 22 birthday, and so the 2 and the 2 together, it's a master number, and he knows how to connect people as well. So this is not a big thing for him at all, the difference in the ages. And for you, you really, you know, you are very expressive, and I have a feeling there's some creativity with you. I'm intuitively picking up what you do. I think at one point you may have want to or danced for fun, or do it now or want to. But you're also too family oriented, and you bring that to what you do every day, a sort of a familial type of love and relationship. So, you know, does that make any sense to you?
Yes. I wasn't a dancer. No, I especially in my younger days, I loved to dance. And sometimes we'll dance together here.
Right. I saw you as a dancer, and you know, this the number 3 life path can mean dancing, writing, music, art. But for you, I saw dancing. And the other thing I would say is, you two. I'm not sure if you believe in, you know, again, reincarnation, that sort of thing, but I do feel like you two have been together before, and this is not real unusual or uncommon anyway. You feel that way, don't you?
Oh, yes. We were told we were soulmates, that we're in the same soul group. But I don't know if soulmates be so far apart in age.
Yeah. I feel so, and I said yes pretty quickly. Do you too, Barbara? Do you feel that way?
Yes, I do. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yes, and I would encourage you, just as Barbara did, to love this. You know, have fun. You know, interestingly enough, and I was reading about this, a very, very well-known musician the other day, and he's in his early 70s, and he's dating a much, much, much younger woman. So, you know, and hey, that's fine with everybody, it seems to be. So just feel good about where you are. You know what I'm saying? Right. And my feeling is this gentleman you're with really loves you for who you are, and you are sort of his, you know, we complement each other, and this is what you two have together. And I think the more you experience each other and the more that you feel true to who you are, then that's in your heart. You're coming from your heart space.
That's true. Yeah, it's a good relationship. We kind of go day by day, because who knows what future will bring. I know he wants children. He's never been married. He's 40, and he'd like children, but he doesn't think about that at this point. You know, he just wants to be with me.
He wants to be with you because you are, he feels the connectedness too. He feels that. So, you know, I would say have fun, dance, enjoy.
Yeah.
This is a personal four year for him, and this is about building, you know, setting his foundation in place, his firm foundation. For you, it's eight, so it's bridging the material and the spiritual together. So, enjoy the time. Enjoy the time. Let it be. My gosh, we're on this planet.
So for some reason, you're coming together to build something. And
yeah.
You would miss out at Covenant if you don't create something with it. So congratulations for going with it as far as you have so far, even with your reservations. That's wonderful.
It is. It
Thank
really
you
is.
Much. It was so unexpected, and it's just, you know, a beautiful thing right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for calling
in. I really appreciate both of you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're so happy to have callers. In fact, we have Michael on line two. Michael, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Welcome to the show. And how may we help you today?
My situation is similar to the lady who just called in. I'm infatuated in love with a younger person, and he is half my age. And I had a reading, I had a partial reading with Barbara one time, and she told me that my heart-hand thing was water, and that I'm very expressive, if I remember it right. And then she tells me that often I'm attracted to persons who are not as expressive as I am. So that's the case with me and he. I'm very verbal and loving and write letters, but he shows his affection differently. So I'm just pondering my sanity about pursuing the friendship.
Well, hello, Michael. Welcome for your calls, and thank you for calling in.
Michael,
so
before Barbara, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I, Michael, get both your birthday and your partner's birthday?
Yes, mine is 4/7/52.
Okay.
And David's is 2/2/88.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you for letting me butt in there. Go ahead, Barbara.
I'm sorry I interrupted. No. So, what was your question again, Michael? Remind me.
Well, I think when we had that reading a week or two ago, you told me something to the effect that I'm watery and I give myself very freely, and I need to, I think I need some refreshing on how I live my life as a water person. Also, he's not that type, and I sometimes seek more from him than he's giving me at the moment.
Right, and that is somewhat of a dilemma when we fall in love with an earth heartline. So to back up and let other people know a little bit, where I divide our heartlines into four different archetypes, and if you were to draw a vertical line and a horizontal line like a cross, and you looked at four different categories, there is the upper right-hand corner would be a water, and the lower left-hand corner would be earth. The upper left-hand corner would be fire, and the lower right-hand corner would be air. So I'm going to be talking about those dynamics, so you might want to look at that. And I was going to give you all some questions so that you could identify what you are. But I know with Michael's nurturing water, he feels very expressed easily, and he's very nurturing and loving and all about someone else and very much wanting to give to them. And your love language is is receiving that appreciation for that you do for someone. And what's frustrating sometimes with an earth is that they're very reserved in being able to show their feelings. And so you almost have to know that their love language is more about doing then showing or demonstrating in any kind of affectionate and loving. They're not as touching and expressive in a physical way in public. They'll sometimes be much more reserved in speaking where their feelings are, but
he's very affectionate physically, but he's not very much about the speaking part.
About the speaking part, yes. And so, unfortunately, you're going to have to maybe adapt a little bit to his love language, because this is not something he does very well. The advanced Earth now will be able to open up and be more social and be open their castle walls to their heart a little bit and be a little bit vulnerable and be able to speak their expression of their love to someone. But it takes a good long time. Their emotions are buried fairly deep. They're very intense. And so they have to measure letting him out in sort of a way. It's kind of like it's a little bit scary and overwhelming. They feel very intensely. So they're very loyal when they meet with someone that they really care about, and they're very loyal to them, and they honor that. But they are very difficult to make commitment to someone. They have a difficult time with that. Some do, some don't. And so the advanced Earth would be able to accept your affections and love and everything and show his appreciation back to you in ways that you know. But they are sort of the one that style is very distant. They're very independent, and their style is kind of, I'm really busy and I don't really have time for this. So it's great when you, so it's hard to always keep the connection with the Earth. But I feel that you've felt like he's very connected with you. So that's not the problem. It's you knowing that he cares about you because he's not speaking the same language as you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right.
And Go ahead, Tara. Do you have something?
No. Well, what I was going to say is it really is about speaking the same language, because as I said earlier in the intro, Barbara shed some light on with my husband, and I don't mind talking a little bit personally.
Right.
Yeah, that, you know, she said, let's see, what am I? I'm like the Donna.
And you're
Barbara
water. Uh-huh.
I'm water. Yes. And she said, you know, oftentimes attract the opposite, and it's learning to, I know what you said, Barbara, this is so interesting. She said he might be, you didn't say controlling, but, and I was like, huh? And then you said it again, you said, or maybe he's very private about his space, or, and it was so funny to me because I thought about him and I thought his desk and his work area, and he's always told me, I know where everything is, don't mess with anything. In fact, one time I decided, and this was many, many years ago, but I decided that there were clothes, even from college, we met in college, that he just didn't need anymore. Well, wrong thing to do. I decided to give them to Goodwill. Wrong thing to do. I mean, I realized this many years later, but it was an encroachment on him. So it is learning what and how people feel special or feel a need. You said acknowledging him in a way of maybe cooking him dinner as opposed to saying, I appreciate you or something like that. So it is about understanding the other person's, your lingo and the other person's lingo.
Their love language. So
you're
right. Because the love language of the Earth usually is appreciation for themselves and what they do for you. And then they also really appreciate you doing something for them. And so Michael, you probably need to speak up and let him know that, and this is scary for a water, to be able to ask for your needs to be met and not be all about him, but look at what are your needs in the situation and ask for them in some direct way. And you're wonderful at pouring it out to him, And so maybe you can start finding ways to let him know what counts for you. What is your love language? What works for you to make you feel comfortable and secure in the relationship?
And Michael, as a fellow water, I can tell you that's the truth. What she's saying is
scary,
right on.
Yes. So I'll tell a Donna story. My Donna needs to be expressed and ask for what she wants occasionally. It's to, you know, my needs to be met. And I would ask my Earth boyfriend to come over for dinner. And he was working 12-hour shifts and not making it to the gym anymore. And just I felt like self-care would be really up his alley. And he would never answer the call. And wouldn't show up for himself to, you know, just have someone give to him. And it was kind of shocking to me one day when I called him and said, I've got people coming, I've got a mess in the middle of the floor, and my vacuum cleaner broke, and is there any way you can come over and fix my vacuum? And he was there lightning fast and all about doing for me in a practical rescue sort of situation. And I went, wow, that was miraculous. Now, what did I do? Yeah. I asked for help.
You actually asked for help. Unbelievable.
I asked for help, and I showed him how he could win with me. I could show him that, man, you're going to be my hero today if you show up for me in this way and do for me. And he was all about it. So that kind of gives us a little bit of a lesson also. I learned a lot from that. I learned about his love language that day more than any before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So, right, it's about Michael speaking up and just saying what you need, not in a nasty way, of course. And you don't sound at all like that type of person, but just in a way that's just, you know, this is what I need. These are my needs too, right?
You can use that example, Michael, of just, you know, how can he win with you? What is a winning win game for him? If he's interested in being in the relationship with you, and expressing in his needs to make you know that he cares for you too. Look for his love language, number one. But number two, you may be able to point him in a direction that really makes him win with you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Lovely. Yeah.
So Tara, did you pick up anything from looking at my numbers?
Yeah, and I want to make sure that I have this right. Michael, yours is 4752 and David's is 22, 1988.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because I'm getting that, let's see, you're the expressive, or tell me again which one's water. You're the water, right?
He's the water.
I think I'm water, yes.
Your water. Yes. Okay. Well, you know what's interesting about his numerology is David, and I just feel like he, not to put anything on him, because it's us realizing who we are so that we can give to others. But I do feel like his emotional part will come around because, you know, it's interesting. Like the other caller, this is very funny to me. You both have the same birth path numbers as they did. So he has a 30 birth path, and that is about expressing or communication. Now, he may do this in some sort of way that's more writing or something that's into himself, or not even writing. I'm feeling like he will express himself. Now, love and emotional-wise, I feel like he's more of it's coming. It's coming to a point where maybe in the next couple of years he's going to open up more. And it feels like too there's somebody that this is going to. It may be you, but I'm feeling another person that's going to help initiate that. It might be you in talking to him and saying some of the things that Barbara was talking to you about. So looking at that now, Let's see, 4 and 8. And this is a good year for he to express himself. It's a 3 year for him. So I would just say, again, here we are, but understand your needs first and foremost, and then know where he's coming from. You are very much the social, and you know about the human arts and the love and forgiveness and all of that. So I do feel like that you two have a lot in common, and maybe you're it feels like, even though you are older, but you are your numbers are kind of the big brother of the two, but yet that he will, I hesitate to use this phrase, catch up to you, or at least come into that period of. So, that's just a little bit about the numerology, but I do feel like that you two have a connection, have a pretty good connection, and it's just a matter of meeting or balancing how you connect with each other. You know, where can we find that nice middle ground of communicating, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And again, the advanced version of your water heartline is one that can reach out and ask for your feelings a little bit, but more importantly, center some more attention on you and your needs. When you center your attention on you and your needs, you have a little more boundaries that help another person feel comfortable with the water. Water can be almost overly smothering at times when they're so all about the other person.
Yeah.
That can become actually feeling controlling and smothering, which I don't know that you do that, Michael, but be watchful that it can be perceived that way if you don't have your center with the relationship. And I know it's very passionately drawn to him, so it's hard to keep your center when we're very passionately involved in someone else. We're all about them as a water, and that can rock our equilibrium somewhat, you know.
It can, and it can make the other person want to be more independent, and you know. Go ahead, Barbara, what were you going to say?
And so when we're in our advanced version of our heartline, we attract and give space to our partners to advance into their advanced stage of theirs as well. So in his case, it would be for him to be able to take those walls down and be able to be more open and connecting with you and be able to be a little more vulnerable. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. And David, and I know we've been on a while, I'll let you go in a minute. This relationship, did you say started 2 years ago?
Mine with David started about a year and a fourth ago.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because he, with numerology, there's 9-year pinnacles, and he's in his third, just now beginning his third year, which means that he started something new or different up to a couple of years ago, within the last year and a half. And I do feel like that, sometimes it can be a relationship or a job or a project or whatever, but it actually, well, he may have changed positions too, but it actually does feel like this relationship is a big buoy to himself as a personal growth. I would just say for you, give him his space, because I'm a water too. You know, give him his space, but also, know yourself and know what he enjoys as well as what you enjoy. So, good luck to the both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, thank Barbara. Yeah, all right.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'd love to tell people a little bit more about the other two personalities, too.
Would love to.
A couple of things to look at here. We do have two personalities on that are predominantly givers and two that are predominantly receivers. And I say that these are kind of isolated in the pure archetypes of the love line, but it's colored by all the other features in the hands as well. So there's never just the pure. I mean, a water heart line in any other of the elements in the hands can shift how it shows up in your world different than someone else. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we have on the right hand side of that vertical, if you look at your hand underneath your first finger, if your heart line lands under your first finger, you're more a giver. And if it lands under your middle finger, you're more of a receiver. And if it lands very high in the top of your hand, almost touching either one of your fingers, you're more expressive about your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And if it lands underneath, maybe a half an inch away, or at least a distance of maybe a quarter of an inch away from the base of the fingers, you'll be more in the non-expressive realm. So that's because it's closer to the head line, and the head line is involved in our emotional decisions when it's closer to the head line. And we consult our head, whether it's practical, whether it's reasonable, whether we analyze it a little bit. When it's way up at the top of the hand, we tend to be all in, very passionate, very expressive, very quickly, spontaneously, without consulting our head so much. So it's a good way to look at those four parameters that help us kind of see ourselves. And I would feel that most everyone would relate to these different four different archetypes if they hear the questions. Do you think we have time to do the questions?
I think we do. I tell you what, let me give the call-in number one more time, because we have a few minutes. This hour is going quickly. We've had two great callers. It's the call-in number is 888-627-6008. So anyone, please call in and ask a question. So yeah, go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. We could still talk about the fire and the air, but let me quickly, if you'll take a moment to answer these questions in your mind, you can score this we're going to ask four questions. What is more likely describing you and your need? If you were to answer this multiple choice question, these four ways, which one works for you? So your temperament and personality in relationships, you need A, passion, B, freedom, C, connection, D, meaning.
Okay, so A was, I'm sorry, say that again. A was...
Okay, passion.
Passion.
So A, passion, B, freedom, you need freedom, C, you need connection, D, meaning. Okay, and so write down A, B, C, or D. So now, which describes you and what you really like? You like excitement, A. You like to be in control of your environment, B. Number C, you like to share yourself with others. Number D is you like long conversations and talks and exchange. Okay, so our third question is, you hate, you know, which one describes you best? In relationships, you hate to be bored. You hate to be in a clingy relationship. B is clingy. C is disconnected from your partner. And D is fights and peace at all costs. You hate to be in discord.
Conflict. Yeah. Okay.
So boredom, clinginess, disconnect, or fights.
Okay. That gives our listeners some
some thoughts
meaningful.
And now they score these different things. We'll figure out how many A's, how many B's, how many C's. Okay. So one more question. Which one describes you most? I know what I want and I can make that known. I can speak up for myself. That's A. And B is I am really busy and I will try to work on the time to have your, to fit your needs in.
Right.
Number C is I am there for you to care for you. Number C. And D is I have to think and plan through the details and I'll get back to you to make that decision.
That's interesting. Have to think through.
So if you
I don't know why that one makes me giggle. Yeah, go ahead.
So if you add all those up and you look at how many A's do you have, how many B's do you have, answers, how many C's, how many D's, you'll score which ones are which. And if you will do that little drawing I said, I will reveal for your totals what personality you're talking about. So if you look at your cross, your upper left-hand corner is A, fire. And across from it on the right-hand corner, it would be, B is earth, and in the bottom left-hand corner.
Okay.
And
right,
C
because you sent me
is,
this. Yeah.
Yes, I did. And C is the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, water.
And
okay.
D is your air and the lower right-hand corner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you have passion at the top and freedom at the bottom on the left under the middle finger. So these are your key words, passion and freedom. And if your heart line ends underneath your first finger, and it's close at the top, it will end as a water, as the sea. You need connection with people. And if it falls away from the base of the finger, underneath the first finger, it will be D, and you need air. It's the air you need to analyze things, and you need meaning in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Full relationship.
A meaningful relationship. Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So that's basics to kind of help us talk about these so that people can have a little bit of a picture of what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
And see it in their own hand.
Yeah, yeah. That's very helpful. Very interesting. I saw the pattern with myself. And I'm sure anybody that looked at this, if you're really genuine with yourself and you really think, okay, this is how I am, not maybe what you want to be, but how you really are, and it feels right. So it's truthful. And so I know that too, there is a little bit of, we were talking about Jupiter and Saturn and all that earlier, but also I want to ask you, what are the consequences of not knowing these things?
My feeling
of knowing our personality types.
My feeling is the consequences are that we're really not clear on knowing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have very confusing relationships. And we'll not really, if we're not clearly being the type that we are, we will attract something other than who we would normally attract for our soul's lessons. Say water wants to attract earth. That is your beautiful, perfect match for the lessons to help you open up, and the same for him. So if you were to work with another water, number one, the benefits are, you know, that you attract someone that you really have chemistry with. And the consequences are, if you're with someone that is a water and a water, they probably not going to have as much chemistry as water and earth. And so also you won't have the opportunity to advance yourself Does that make sense? And your polarity offers that.
It makes perfect sense because really, really we are here to grow and to learn, and this is the school of life here. So,
right.
So I think that's what you're saying too, is that in order to, like the water and the earth and the fire and the air, these people give us, you know, it may feel like a little bit of a challenge, but really if we know how to love ourselves and with other people, then we catch on to it. We evolve as a human species, as a person. Right?
Yes, absolutely. And as I know, what I know from Hans is we set ourselves up for the experiences that we need to grow, for the tools that we need to have for our life purpose
for our
soul. And so our personality is the basis of, you know, all of our experiences. So we're always trying to master the balance in our own personality. And for me, I want to offer that if we can start to see ourselves as balanced in the archetype, excuse me, we can start to then let go of it as our identity and really see what our opportunity is to be, you know, what is the gifts of being this personality?
What is the gift of being this? This is just so fascinating. Okay, well, I'm being told we're having to wrap up, and it's just been so quick, Barbara, insightful. So let tell the listeners now how they can reach you.
Wonderful. I'd love to hear from anyone. You can reach me. My email is barbara@awakenyourfire.com.
Awakenyourfire.com. Okay.
And you can also find me on Facebook as Barbara Bailey. And you can find my website, which I was working on last night, and for some reason I can't get it up today, so it's just got a placeholder in the
moment. It's coming. It's coming.
And it's awakenyourfire.com. I do want to offer to those who are interested in this, I love to do salons. If you are interested in learning about this, it's a wonderful opportunity to get with your friends and have a class where you learn all about these different personalities. We talk about your relationships. We get a personal reading of the dynamics that you're working with. I also do couples readings, and which is really fun. I've done couples readings for mothers and children, you know, where they start to really see what the dynamics are in their kids and what their potentials are. And the kids see their mothers differently when they see what they're working.
I imagine. That sounds great.
Way to see their signal.
Well, you know, relationships are everything. So, you folks, I encourage you to get with Barbara and you know, answer these questions and see the tidbits and the nuggets that you can pull from this, because I really, really enjoyed my reading with her. So, Barbara, I know we've got to wrap up here,
Yes, we didn't get to a whole lot, but hopefully we'll continue
we'll
the conversation with people one-on-one. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Everyone, contact Barbara and ask about that relationship, whether it's love or our children. And again, I'm Tara Ventura. You can reach me at The Magical Matrix or my phone number, 512-203-6320. Just delighted and honored to have Barbara Bailey McCurdy on today. And it was great. Thank you for calling in, callers, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much.